Incarcerated pimp sues Nike for $100 million after beating John with Jordans, shoes lacked warning label. By John David Kahn on January 10, 2014. In June of 2013, a jury convicted a 26-year-old Portland pimp of second-degree assault for repeatedly stomping the face of a John who was attempting to leave without paying a prostitute in his stable. Sergio Jairo Clardy was wearing Jordans during the assault, which resulted in the John requiring stitches and plastic surgery on his nose. Jurors determined the Jordans were used as a dangerous weapon. They also found Clardy guilty of robbing the John and beating the 18-year-old prostitute so badly she bled from her ears. Both offenses netted the pimp a 100-year prison sentence. But now Clardy has filed a lawsuit against Nike, claiming the shoe manufacturer is partially complicit in the beating of the John because they did not affix a label on the Jordans warning that they could be used as a dangerous weapon. Clardy therefore asserts Nike contributed to his 100-year sentence. In the 3-page complaint he wrote by hand from inside the walls of the Eastern Oregon Correctional Institution in Pendleton, Clardy claims that Nike, Chairman Phil Knight and other executives failed to warn consumers that the shoes could be used as a weapon to cause serious injury or death. The complaint reads, "Under product liability there is a certain standard of care that is required to be upheld by potentially dangerous product. Due, sic, to the fact that these defendants named in this tort claim failed to warn of risk or to provide an adequate warning or instruction it has caused him personal injury and the likes of mental suffering." He also wrote in the complaint that he's tried to starve himself and attempted suicide multiple times. In the complaint, he asks the judge to order Nike to place warning labels on all their potentially dangerous Nike and Jordan merchandise. Clardy filed his suit this week in Multnomah County Circuit Court. In the coming days, Nike will be served with the suit, at which time they will have the opportunity to respond. During his 2-week trial and 2-day sentencing hearing, Clardy shouted expletives at the judge, prosecutors and jurors. A psychologist declared him an antisocial psychopath who was 100% likely to commit violent crimes again. Upon hearing that proclamation, Clardy made such a scene, he was removed from the courtroom. Clardy is representing himself in the matter of the lawsuit.